Hello, this is Brian Hartren of TNT Consultancy, and welcome to this presentation about JVist, a product which links together the world's leading screen reader, JAWS for Windows, with the Windows Vista speech recognition utility. The concept of being able to talk to your computer using a natural voice is not a new one. Several packages have been developed over time, which not only allow you to dictate text into the computer, but in addition you can completely control it without using a keyboard. Indeed, you may have heard us demonstrate our JSay product, which again is bridging technology, linking JAWS and Dragon Naturally Speaking together. As well as giving you that hands-free control of the PC I mentioned, JSay contains an interface designed for and by blind people, which makes the notion of using a computer without the keyboard very acceptable and easy to do. Microsoft have brought us limited exposure to speech recognition in some of its products during recent years. But it was when they released Windows Vista in January of this year, when we experienced significant speech recognition integration into Windows and popular applications from this company. Because at TNT Consultancy we've been working in the voice recognition arena for a number of years now, and having developed JSay in both English and French, we thought we could use our experience of this technology and develop an interface where a person can dictate text into the computer and to educate the software to learn how an individual pronounces words and phrases to improve the voice recognition accuracy. So this is not a JSay replacement. Due to technical limitations in the makeup of Windows Vista Speech, we cannot create, for example, hands-free access to all the functions which JAWS provides by default, together with many of our own special features that we include within JSay. So we've developed an interface which makes extensive use of the keyboard, but which allows you the flexibility of text dictation at the same time. It's not at all a confusing situation. We don't say that you can execute some commands to control elements of an application with your voice, but you can't control your screen reader. We're very clear about it and say that no voice commands are supported at all. So, who would want to use it? Well, maybe, for example, you just want to dictate some email messages. Or perhaps you have some Braille notes and you want to create a document based upon them. Your hands can remain on the Braille while creating the document with your voice. Many people are very happy about using a screen reader and navigating applications with the keyboard, but who cannot type text particularly fast, and so need text dictation ability. And given that Windows Vista Speech allows you to dictate text at close to 160 words per minute, who can blame them? So this product, JVist, is about creating an effective relationship between your voice and the keyboard. The Windows Vista Speech utility is built directly into all versions of the operating system, and so the question which is often raised in public forums is, why did Freedom Scientific not support it within JAWS for Windows version 8? Well, for a direct answer, you'd have to ask them, of course, but I would say two things about it. First, they cannot be expected to create support for everything which is built into the operating system. Second, if they were to create the access, with respect to Freedom Scientific, they may replicate exactly what is on the screen, because primarily that's what they do. And there is another screen reader manufacturer, I understand, which have also done exactly that. They've created access to the speech recognition utility within Windows Vista, but they represent what is on the screen. What we've done, as with all our JAWS-based products, is to take the scripting language of JAWS and create our own interface, which in many cases does not faithfully represent the screen contents. As you'll hear, when you want to correct text, you bring into view a dialog box for the purpose of doing so. That box is officially called the Alternates panel, which really doesn't mean much to me, and I'm sure it doesn't mean anything to you either. But a screen reader would probably have to say that information, as well as other text appearing there, which is irrelevant to blind people. Now, in our product, we don't say any of that. You'll hear what we do say when we get to that part of the presentation. Other things which we bring to the table include great Braille support and customization. For those who have Braille displays, we know how important Braille is, so we have some really good Braille-based features, and I'll try and describe those to you as we go. We also don't expect people to hear things automatically if they don't want to, and therefore we have a range of modes which we hope will cater for most people's needs. In the majority of cases, we expect that people will want to install JVis themselves, and to that end, the installer program is completely accessible, with all the dialog boxes being very usable with JAWS. You do get a JVis user guide, which takes you through how to install the product, getting started with dictation, correction, and educating the software, and a full description of each of the JVis modes. The user guide is by default delivered in print, electronic, and DAISY formats, and the DAISY edition is a simultaneous text and audio presentation. You also get the benefit of technical support from, at this time, two companies, each of which contains staff who have a wealth of experience in voice recognition technology. So I guess what I'm saying is that what you get is a quality product set against a backdrop of a very well-established technical support infrastructure. And finally, before I get to demonstrating JVis, which is really what I want to do, why did we choose JAWS to create this product? Well, again, apart from its very obvious scripting capabilities to interact with applications at a very low level, which is what we've needed to do here, demographically, it is the world leader in screen reading and is in itself a very high quality product. At the end of this presentation, I'll talk about appropriate hardware that you need, which is a crucial factor in ensuring that this all works correctly. I'll talk about compatibility with JAWS 9, together with pricing and availability. The first thing that people must do is to create what's called a voice profile. This serves three purposes. A, it tells the system what kind of microphone you'll be using. B, it gets used to the acoustics that are around you, for example, any background noise. And C, it needs to gain a basic awareness of your voice, particularly, for example, how loudly or clearly you're going to speak. There are lots of different ways of launching the Windows Vista Speech Recognition Utility. And having launched it for the first time, you'll be asked to create a voice profile if it cannot detect one on your computer.
Add a profile dialog. Please enter your name and describe your environment. A good example would be the type of your name and your surroundings, office, home, or the type of microphone that you are using.
I'm going to type in the word test because I'm not actually going to keep this profile. I'm then going to press tab.
OK button. Alt
to the OK button, press the space bar.
Microphone setup wizard. Headset microphone radio button checked.
We have a key on the keyboard called the JVis key. And in fact, what we do is take over the grave accent key on the computer keyboard. On a desktop keyboard, that's to the immediate left of figure 1 on the main QWERTY keyboard. And if I press that key, it will give me guidance leading up to the training of the voice profile. In other words, the training text that you need to read from the screen that we'll get to in order that the computer can recognize your voice much better. I'm going to press the JVis key now.
Please use the up and down arrow keys to select the microphone you would like to use, then press enter.
Okay, that's straightforward enough.
Headset microphone radio button check.
And we'll press enter because we are using a headset microphone.
Next button, Alt plus N.
What do we do now? Let's press the JVis key.
Set up your microphone. Proper microphone placement. 1. Position the microphone about 3 centimeters from your mouth, off to one side. 2. Do not breathe directly into the mic.
Okay, so you're going to get a whole load of help there. Concluding with, press the tab key until you reach the next button.
Cancel button, back button, next button, Alt
and
plus N.
Press the space bar, and from this point, we actually need to read some text for the volume check, because it needs to gain an impression as to how loudly you're going to speak and the kind of environment that you're going to be working within. I'm going to press the JVis key to get that information. I'm going to press space first.
Please press the JVis key to hear what text needs to be spoken. Peter dictates to his computer.
Peter dictates to his computer.
He prefers it to typing.
He prefers it to typing.
And particularly prefers it to pen and paper.
And particularly prefers it to pen and paper.
Please now press the tab key repeatedly to move to the next button, then press space bar. Next button, Alt plus N.
Okay, I'll do that.
Cancel button, finish button, Alt plus F.
So I pressed the JVist key, and each time I pressed the key, it gave me a chunk of text to speak in order to complete the volume check. Okay, so we have a finish button in focus, so I can just press the space bar on that. And once done, I can go ahead and train the computer to better understand what I say. It is actually possible to back out of the training at this point and just use the profile as it stands, but we really don't recommend that's a good way forward, so we're going to go ahead and train it. So I'm going to press the tab key until I get to the train profile button.
Recognition profiles, train profile, dot 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 button, Alt plus T.
Okay, fine, I'll press the space bar.
Speech recognition is minimized during configuration. Speech recognition voice training. Next button, Alt plus N.
And here, again, I can press the JVist key.
Welcome to speech recognition voice training. By listening to you read aloud to the computer, JVist learns how you speak. On the next screen, some training text will be displayed. When the next button has been activated, speak it aloud in a natural and even tone. Press the JVist key to listen to what text needs to be spoken. If necessary, press the JVist key twice quickly to place the phrase to be spoken into the JAWS virtual viewer. Once the phrase has been spoken, press the JVist key once again to hear the next phrase. Please note that if the system has skipped a small amount of the training text, this means the computer has not understood what you have said and is quite normal. Similarly, if by pressing the JVist key you hear the same text which has just been spoken, again speak the phrase into the microphone and in most cases it will be understood. Please press tab repeatedly to reach the next button, then press spacebar followed by the JVist key.
Okay, straightforward enough. So we're going to press the JVist key, listen to what's being said, and just repeat it back into the microphone. It's a bit like saying our marriage vows all over again, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to hit the spacebar and let's do some of it.
Pause button, Alt. Speech is the main way people bond and learn from each other.
Speech is the main way people bond and learn from each other.
Ready. The way we speak affects the way we communicate with each other.
The way we speak affects the way we communicate with each other.
Ready. On the telephone, in films and on radio, television and the internet.
On the telephone, in films and on radio, on television and the internet.
Ready. Resume button.
Okay, I've paused it by pressing the space bar. The word ready, of course, indicates that I need to press the JVist key again. We could have had the next chunk of text automatically being read. That would have been very easy to do, but we didn't think that was a great idea. One of the reasons for that is that ideally you need to deliver each of those phrases in their entirety. And some of those phrases, you will have noticed, are quite long, so we needed a mechanism by which you could read that at a slower pace if you really wanted to, if you couldn't remember the whole thing. While you could press the JVist key over and over, that isn't really the answer, because you're still going to have a problem remembering each segment of it. But because we have the JAWS virtual viewer, what we can do is put each of the phrases into the virtual viewer. So if I continue now, what I'll do is I'll put the next phrase into the viewer.
The ultimate goal of speech recognition technology. The virtual viewer. The ultimate goal of speech recognition technology.
I pressed the JVist key twice quickly, and that brought all of that phrase into the virtual viewer. What I could have done was to say each word into the microphone as I'm using control right arrow along the line in the virtual viewer. So I don't have to remember the whole thing if I don't want to. I could have dealt with it that way. We also have a keystroke that you can press to determine how far through the reading of the training text you are. That can be quite a good thing to know if you're some way through it and you think how much is remaining. You can press this keystroke and it will tell you that information. Again, it's a choice factor here. We only give you what you need to hear when you want to hear it. Okay, so we've done the training and now it's time to dictate some text. I'm going to launch Microsoft Outlook and I'm going to dictate an email message. At the moment, the microphone is asleep, so it's not listening to what I'm saying at all. I can verify the condition of the microphone, whether it's awake or asleep, with a keystroke.
Microphone sleeping.
And it says microphone sleeping on my Braille display. And of course, that message was delivered using the JAWS message voice, which is a slightly lower tone to the regular PC cursor voice. In order to activate the microphone, I'm going to press the Control key and the Windows key together. You'll hear an ascending sound, which again indicates to you that the microphone is awake. That's not something that we've built in, to be fair. That's a Windows Vista sound. And then I'm going to start dictating my email message.
Title is Untitled Message Plain Text.
I pressed Insert T there in JAWS to read the window title, just to prove to you that I'm dictating in Microsoft Outlook, and I'm using Office 2007, by the way. I wanted to ask you...
I wanted to ask you...
If it was possible...
If it was possible...
To download a main menu live program...
To download a main menu-like program...
Which was originally broadcast 2 months ago, full stop.
Which was originally broadcast 2 months ago.
I enjoyed listening to it, and I would like to hear it again, exclamation mark.
I enjoyed listening to it, and I would like to hear it again.
And I put the microphone back to sleep by pressing the control key and the Windows key again together. It did make a mistake. We've got main menu like program, whereas we want live. And so what I'm going to do is to correct that using the keyboard. There is a mechanism within Windows Vista Speech to say correct, followed by the word you want to correct. But that can make for some very interesting documents, because you could be correcting the wrong instance of the word, and of course that won't help you at all. If you dictate a paragraph with several instances of the same word in the document, then you're going to have a problem. Let's say, for example, you said, "It was a dark and stormy night. I walked around my dark house in my dark pajamas eating dark chocolate." And then you said, "Correct dark." It wouldn't know which instance of the word dark you wanted to correct. So this is the best way of doing it, to select the word that you want with the keyboard, then say correct that, which will correct the selected text.
A, main, menu, like, okay.
Okay, so here we have a main menu like program.
Like.
I'm going to select the word like.
Like, selected.
And then I'm going to activate the microphone and say correct that. Correct that.
Light. Correction box open. 9 choices.
And I've put the microphone back to sleep. Now, let me just explain what this dialogue box looks like. It isn't a traditional dialogue box. It's a little window which appears in the middle of whatever it is that you're doing. And it contains up to 9 possible choices that the software thought the word or phrase should have been. There may not be 9. In this case, there are. And JVist analyzes the box and tells you how many choices there are. You can't arrow through it with the PC cursor. If you were to use your screen reader's screen review mode, such as the JAWS cursor, yes, you might get some sense out of it, but invariably, the text that you're interested in kind of becomes intermingled with the text that you were dictating, so it's all a bit of a jumble. Yes, we could have made it so that you could arrow down through the list and hear the option spoken and spelled, but really, what people want to be able to do, I'm sure, is to be able to use their left and right arrow keys or control and left and right arrow, because you can get words that sound the same but are spelt differently. And so you really will want to examine these in more detail. So let's use the say line command, insert up arrow here.
1, light.
Okay, it says 1, like. If I arrow down.
2, light. 3, light. 4, nights. 5, lights. 6, like A. 7, like the. 8, lighter. 9, likes, bottom of list.
Actually, the word we want is not in the list, and we'll deal with that in a second. But I can use my left and right arrow here to examine this. I don't need to go into the virtual cursor or anything like that. If the item that we were looking for was in the list, then all we would do is arrow up and down until we found the option that we were looking for. Then we would press a key on the keyboard, and it would be transcribed directly into our dictation environment, and we would be out of the correction box. But actually, as I say, it's not in the list, so I need to spell it out using what we call the spell box. And each time I dictate a letter, I want it echoed back. Spell it.
Spell box open.
Capital L.
L.
I.
I.
V.
V.
E.
E.
Okay, I've got that word in the box now. And how do I know? Well, I can use the say line command.
Your spelled item is live.
L-I-V-E. I can now press a key on the keyboard to insert that into my email message.
Entering word into dictation environment.
Okay, let's see what it looks like.
Download a main menu live program which was originally...
Okay, that's fine. So it's done exactly what we asked it to. A couple of other things to mention about spelling and correction. You'll notice, as I alluded to earlier, that we don't call these dialog boxes the alternates panel and the spelling panel as they're portrayed on the screen. We call them the correction box and the spell box, just to make things a bit easier. The other thing to mention is, as far as Braille is concerned, in the correction box, when you arrow down the list of choices, the focused choice is automatically ported over to the Braille display. So on the Braille display, for example, it will say 2 equals, 2 obviously representing the choice number, and then whatever the choice was in the correction box. In terms of spelling, each letter which you dictate is not only spoken, as you heard, but it's portrayed as a flash message as well on the Braille display. Of course, you can explore the screen with your Braille display, should you want to really get a feel for how that dialogue works. But if all you want is immediate access, we give that to you on your Braille display. There are a number of different modes within the product, and you can get a summary of these by pressing the information key. To action a shortcut key in JVist, you hold down the Alt key, the Control key, and the Windows key, all three keys on the left of the spacebar together, and you press a letter or a function key in combination with those keystrokes to get what you want. On a laptop, it's slightly different. Just in case the Windows key is not in the correct position on the keyboard, it's the Shift key and the Caps Lock key held down. So you hold those keys down and tap I for information, for example. So the first thing that the information key will do is it will tell you the echo back status. Now, you will have noticed when I was dictating back there, each phrase that I was dictating was being echoed back. As soon as the software understood what I said, it transferred it to the application into which I was dictating, and JAWS echoed it back right away. There's really no difference in terms of visually when that text appears and JAWS echoing the text back. But that's not suitable for everybody, okay, because if you've got a Braille display, you're going to want that echo back possibly turned off. Because, again, as soon as you dictate text, you see it there automatically on the Braille display. Alternatively, you might want to use our sentence mode facility. And what sentence mode does is, as soon as you dictate a symbol which terminates a sentence, i.e. full stop or period, question mark, exclamation mark, etc., the entire sentence is spoken. The information key will also tell you whether the microphone is asleep or awake. It'll tell you if you're in the correction box or the spell box or not. It will tell you about the status of what we call tutorial mode. I'm going to talk about that in just a short while. So really, it gives you an all-round picture, a quick summary as to the status of each of these modes, because there are quite a few of them. There are keystrokes, of course, to toggle the status of these modes on and off, and the setting is retained across Windows sessions. So once you set everything up, then you can reboot the computer and know with confidence that your preferences are going to be maintained. There is a way of being able to get back to first base, if you like. In other words, reset everything back to the defaults. And I'll show you that again in just a moment. In all our TNT products, of course, you'll know, having perhaps heard demonstrations in the past, that we regard the help facilities in our products as being a bit like your friend. So you know you want to get help, but you also want to get it using non-technical language, and you want to get it very easily. Well, we have two great utilities in JVist to give you that information. The first thing we have is hotkey help. So you can press a keystroke, Alt Control Windows H, or Shift Caps Lock H, and that will give you a list of all the possible keystrokes that you can use within JVist, but it gives you a bit more than that as well. The hotkey help, which I'm now in, is broken into headings, so it makes it easier to find things. And if I arrow down a little bit here,
Sounds. We
have a heading called Sounds. Now, you will have noticed that the Windows Vista speech does play sounds to indicate various events, and you may want to hear exactly what those sounds are like so that you can get used to them outside of the speech recognition environment. So here we give you an opportunity to do just that. If I arrow down...
Link, please activate this link to hear the sound which is played when the microphone is activated.
When the microphone is activated, when it's awakened, this is the sound that plays. If I press enter on this link...
This sound is played when the microphone is activated.
Okay, let's hear one more. I'll arrow down.
Link, please activate this link to hear the sound which is played when the microphone is placed into sleep mode.
I'll press enter.
This sound is played when the microphone is placed into sleep mode.
You get the idea. So there are several of these, and it's a good opportunity to hear them. We've amplified them a little bit, so you really do get the experience of what the sounds are like, because some of them ordinarily are fairly quiet, that are played by Windows Vista, so this gives you a much better chance of listening out for them. If I arrow down a bit further past all the sounds...
Link to reset all of the JVist functions to their default values. Please activate this link.
If I press enter on this link...
All special functions within JVist have been reset to their default condition.
Okay, that's great. I'll press escape to come out of the hotkey help, because I want to show you one other option, and it's called tutorial mode. Now, you've heard of the JAWS tutor messages, and they're great for beginners, aren't they? What we've done is we've come up with tutorial mode, and you can toggle this on and off, because I think once you've become used to using JVist, you won't want this additional functionality, but it's great in order to get going. So what it does is it's designed to give you additional hints and tips about how you can improve your JVist experience anywhere when a JVist keystroke is pressed, or, for example, when you're in a JVist environment. So when you enter the correction box, or the spell box, for example, it will give you a list of keystrokes that you can use relative to where you are automatically. As I say, it also responds to JVist keystrokes. So if I press the keystroke now to verify the microphone condition...
Microphone sleeping. Press the control key and the Windows key together to activate and deactivate the microphone.
Okay, let's turn off tutorial mode.
Tutorial mode off.
And now I press that keystroke again.
Microphone sleeping.
Okay, you don't get the additional message. Let's put it back on.
Tutorial mode on.
Because the one thing that I really do want to show you is where the tutorial mode comes into its own. And that's when you're browsing through the speech dictionary. Using the correction and the spell boxes are fine, but you may want to feed the software words and phrases in advance. Information which is special to you that you don't think the software is going to recognize automatically. So place names, terminology relevant to your employment, things that are special to you. But you may not be quite familiar with the dialogue boxes and how it works, because not only can you add words, you can record the pronunciation of words, you can edit your word list, you can change things. So we figured that you might want a bit of guidance here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the Windows speech menu, and yes, you can do this the long way round from the system tray, but we have a good keystroke to get you right deep into the heart of the menu system, and I'm going to press that now.
Context menu on. Listen to everything I say. Oh.
Okay, and here I am in it. I'm going to arrow up, in fact, to the open speech dictionary menu.
Open the speech dictionary. Oh.
There it is, and I'll press enter on that.
Leaving menus, add a new word button. Press the space bar on this button to add a new word to the speech dictionary, or press tab for more options.
Okay, I just put the microphone back to sleep because it does insist on waking up when you come into this environment. I don't know why, because we're not actually in the right position at this stage to train a word. One of my criticisms of the Windows Vista speech is that it does have a tendency to wake up in all kinds of situations where you don't really want it to. And we spend some time in the manual talking about that. Okay, so we're on this button here, and we can add a word to the dictionary. If I tab around...
Prevent a word from being dictated button. Press the space bar on this button to prevent a word from being dictated, or press tab for more options.
Okay, that's fine. Let's shift tab back to the add a word, because that's really what we want to do here.
Add a new word button. Press the space bar on this button to add a new word to the speech dictionary, or press tab for more options.
Right. I'll press the space bar.
Word or expression. Edit. Please type the word or phrase you would like to add to the speech dictionary, then press tab.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my name in here. I'm going to type Hartgen. And press the tab key.
Next button. Please press the space bar. Alt plus N.
I will do.
Record a pronunciation upon finish. Checkbox not checked. This checkbox should be checked if you would like to train the system as to how you will pronounce this word or phrase. This is recommended. After making a decision concerning this box, please press tab to move to the next step. If you would like to record the pronunciation, please press the space bar.
So you can see it's a bit like a teaching aid, really.
Checked.
I'll press tab.
This word is always capitalized, for example, Detroit with a capital D. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. This radio button relates to whether the word should be permanently capitalized. Press down arrow to change this option, or press tab to move to the next step.
Not only do we put a tutor message in there, but it also says on the screen, this word should be capitalized, i.e. Detroit. If you just heard that, you wouldn't know whether that meant capital DETROIT, which it does. And that's particularly important for the next one. If I arrow down here...
This word is sometimes capitalized. For example, summer with a capital S or summer without a capital S. Radio button checked.
Okay, so what it says there on the screen is this word is sometimes capitalized. For example, summer, capital S-U-M-M-E-R, or summer, S-U-M-M-E-R. But of course, your screen reader wouldn't differentiate between those two words. So the whole meaning of this part of the dialogue box would be lost on you. So what we've done is we've translated that a little bit and we've got JAWS to say what it did say, which was, is it sometimes capitalized, summer with a capital S or summer without a capital S? That's where the whole beauty of this custom type interface comes into its own, really. Anyway, my name is always capitalized, so I'm going to arrow back up here.
This word is always capitalized, for example, Detroit with a capital D. Radio button checked.
Okay, that's fine. Let's press tab.
I want to make more modifications to the speech dictionary upon finish. Checkbox not checked. This checkbox should be checked if you would like to add further words to the speech dictionary.
Yeah, okay, we don't want to do that, so let's tab on.
Finish button, please press the space bar.
Which we'll do, and in a moment it's going to ask us to record the pronunciation of it.
Record button. Press the space bar on this button to begin recording the pronunciation of the word or phrase. Please do not worry if you have previously placed the microphone in the sleep mode. It will be awakened. Because tutorial mode is enabled, JAWS will give a countdown of 3, 2, 1. The word ready will then be spoken, whereupon you should speak the word or phrase to be added to the speech dictionary. Alt plus R.
So we've got a warning here. Because tutorial mode is on, it's going to give us a countdown in order that we can get ready to speak the word Hartgen. Okay, here we go. I'm going to press the space bar.
3. 2, 1. Ready.
Hartgen.
Recording has been successful. Press tab repeatedly until you reach the finish button, then press the space bar, or alternatively to listen to your recording, press tab once to reach the button entitled Listen, then press the space bar. The microphone is no longer active.
Okay, we put the microphone back to sleep after you've trained the word. And as I say, we've provided lots of other tutor messages for various other aspects of that dialogue box. So that's the JVIST product. I want to end this presentation, as I say, by giving you a few additional points of information. First of all, let's talk about compatibility with JAWS version 9. Okay, it's already working with JAWS 9, in fact. JAWS for Windows version 9 is shaping up to be a fantastic product, and it's certainly got a lot of features in that we're really pleased about at TNT Consultancy, because we know that they're going to help in respect of this JVIST product. JVIST is just going to move forward, and really the version for JAWS 8 is just the beginning. Coupled with that, we must remember that this is JVIST version 1. Okay, it's a brand new operating system, a brand new means of talking to the computer, and consequently this is the first version of the product. What that means is, and we're not afraid to say, that there may be bugs in the product. We hope that there aren't too many, and we hope that it works for everyone. But the reality is that even with the most experienced access technology products, there are things, everybody will know, that don't work as well as the manufacturers and developers expect. So with both of those things in mind, here's what we're going to do, and I'm quite excited about this because it only means good things for the product. We're going to give all JVIST customers free updates to the product until March 2008. Not only that, but of course, during that period of time, we will see the release of JAWS 9. So if you buy JVIST now for JAWS 8, you'll automatically get a free update to make it compatible with JAWS 9. As I say, we've already started work on that version of the product, and so the reality is we expect that the release of JVIST to support JAWS 9 will not be too far behind the official JAWS 9 release, which is good news. I'll now discuss the hardware that you need in order to run JVIST. We would say, in terms of the processor, obviously faster is always better, and the new Quad 2 Duo processors are extremely good. In terms of the RAM, however, and that's the crucial part of all this, you need at least 2 GB of RAM in order to get the kind of responsiveness that you've been hearing today. The other thing which you're going to need is a microphone. Possibly this is where some problems could occur, because anyone who is using this technology won't necessarily have a microphone as they would with a product such as Dragon Naturally Speaking. And I'm suggesting to you that an average microphone just will not do. This product, although its recognition is accurate, is not, by any means, I don't think, as accurate as Dragon Naturally Speaking. As I say, it's good, but it's not that good. You're probably going to get about 80% accuracy with this product, whereas you would get pretty near to 100% accuracy with Dragon Naturally Speaking. But again, it's built into the operating system. It's a free product, essentially, the Windows Vista Speech, so what more do you want? But along with that, even for a product like Dragon Naturally Speaking, we would suggest you purchase a good quality headset microphone and possibly a USB digital sound converter as well that your JSAY and JVist supplier can tell you about. So if we're saying that with Dragon, we're definitely saying that with JVist, there's no question about it. Please don't be persuaded into thinking that just an ordinary microphone will do. It won't. The best thing to do is when you're purchasing JVist, please do talk to your JVist supplier about the kind of microphone and environment that you'll be working in, so that we really can give you the best possible advice about exactly how this is all going to work for you and the kind of microphone and or USB additional device that you may need. If you don't do that, then the investment is worthless, frankly, because you just won't get the accuracy that you're expecting, and you'll be frustrated with the product. And that's nothing to do with the product, that's about not having the right tools to work with in the first place. We feel that JVist works best within WordPad, Microsoft Word 2007 and 2003, and Microsoft Outlook 2007-2003, together with Windows Mail. As to the availability of JVist, we're in the final throes of beta testing right now, and wherever you are in the world, it will be shipping in September, I'm sure of that, and I'm now going to give you the pricing and company purchasing details. So JVist is available in the UK, the US and Australia. It's available in the UK for £50, and you can get it from ourselves at TNT Consultancy. Our website address is www.TANDT-consultancy.com. In the US, it's our usual distributor, the good people at Next Generation Technologies, and their website is at www.ngtvoice.com, and JVis sells in the US and Canada for $124.50. And in Australia, the name of the company in that part of the world is TNT Consultancy. Yes, it is. I feel a bit privileged, really, because I'm the first person to give international exposure to the fact that we now have a company up and running and trading in Australia. So we have our own staff there, of course, who know about voice recognition technology, about the range of products, including all of our J-based products, J-ware, if you like. So that's JSAY, JVist, JTunes, that's our iTunes accessible interface, and also JDays as well, that we've previewed on main menu before, together with lots of other products that they'll be selling. To check out about the Australian range of products, you can go to our website, which is at www.TANDT-consultancy.com.au. That's an Australian domain. The price for JVist in Australia is $125. And I think that brings this presentation to a close. Thanks, as always, to Daryl and Jeff for allowing us to come on to Main Menu and to talk to you about our latest product. And I should end by telling you about the JVist mailing list. If you'd like to know more about JVist, whether you're just interested in the product, whether you're about to buy it, whether you've bought it, and you'd like to share your experiences with other people, or you'd like to suggest a new feature or an improvement, anything goes, really, to quote the title of a song, as long as it's about JVist. You can subscribe to it. The email address is JVist, J-VIST, request@freelists.org, and in the subject line of the message, please put the word subscribe.